Iowa Falls Alden Boys Wrestling Coach Scott Patton joins me here on Radio On The Go Sports as we talk about the upcoming North Central Conference Tournament at Algona here on Saturday. And Coach, thanks for taking a little bit of time here. Just want to get your thoughts on some of the recent performances for your team. You got a couple wins at a quad back on Tuesday night, which you hosted. Fifth place finish with some great podium placings down at ADM at a tournament there on Saturday. What have these last few outings been like for your team? What have you liked about what you've seen here, you know, over this last week or so for your team?
Yeah, I think our guys are wrestling really well right now. We're wrestling really aggressive, which is kind of the style that we teach, you know, always looking to score points. It's kind of been led by some of our younger guys on that, but our older guys are really falling in line and wrestling some more of that aggressiveness that we didn't necessarily see early in the season. We were able to get a couple of non-conference wins on Tuesday night over Garner Hayfield, Ventura, and Forest City. And also, like you mentioned, that fifth place finish down in ADM last weekend, where we had four guys in the finals and two champions there. So I really like where the guys are at right now, and hopefully we can continue moving forward.
And you mentioned some of the younger guys kind of taking a big step for your team this year, including a couple freshmen who have the most wins on the team for you guys, with Colby Hansen, Zane Gillespie there as well. And then, of course, there's also another 20-plus winner with Keaton Mulford here, one of your seniors. But when it comes to some of those guys that have kind of taken the charge and win so far, what's that look for you guys? I know, you mentioned some of the younger guys kind of, you know, racking up the wins in a big way for you.
Yeah, they are. Those younger guys came into high school with a lot of experience through their middle school years wrestling on the AAU circuit, and they really kind of carried that over into their high school wrestling, and you know, haven't looked back. You know, to have two freshmen lead the team in wins is obviously a good thing. We've also got some upperclassmen, some seniors. You mentioned Keaton Mulford, one of our team leaders. He's been a captain for us for a couple of years now with 20-plus wins, and you know, we haven't even mentioned yet our returning state qualifier Trevor Bailey, who's just short of 21s, I believe. So we've got a good mix of kids with freshmen there, seniors, and also some sophomores and juniors mixed in as well that are getting a lot of good varsity experience and, you know, kind of creeping up there in wins as well.
So when it comes to North Central Conference meet, what kind of comes to mind when you think of all the talent this conference has? You know, four teams right now in those IHSAA dual rankings. What comes to mind when you, you know, kind of think about this upcoming meet here?
Yeah, this conference is loaded. You know, it seems like year in, year out, North Central Conference is always one of the best wrestling conferences around. You know, there may only be eight schools in it, but you got to come ready to wrestle each and every day in this conference. And you know, it's really neat this year as the conference celebrates 100 years. You know, kind of special for kids to be able to, you know, say they won a conference title in the 100th year of the conference. It's going to be a tough tournament all day long. You know, we're looking for our guys to go out and fight, compete each and every match. You know, win or lose, we want to make sure everybody earns it. Nothing's going to be given up easy, and we're gonna fight till the end, and you know, see what happens at the end of the day.
When it comes to some of the weight classes that you think might be a possibility for some deep runs, we already talked about some of the guys, but what are the weight classes right now that you're looking at? Hey, this is a weight class, you know, we could win or place, you know, pretty highly in, you know?
Yeah, some of those that I think we can place high. 106, Zane Gillespie, one of our freshmen. I think he's got a shot to place high. Colby Hansen following him at 113. Might go in as the slight favorite at that weight. You know, you mentioned Keaton Mulford could be in the mix somewhere right in the middle there, 150. Trevor Bailey moving up a weight class from where he's been most of the season to 215, but that's the way that he was a state qualifier at last year. I think could be in the mix as well. So those four probably have our best chance to be to place the highest. But, you know, I wouldn't count out any of our guys in the lineup. You know, Sam Robinson, 126, Kyler Patton at 144. You know, Tate Zeisman has upset a couple of kids in the last week at 157. You know, just go right up and down the lineup. And I think we got guys that are going to compete. And, you know, at the end of the day, everybody's got to wrestle and, you know, see how it all shakes out at the end.
And if you guys are to improve on your seventh place finish as a team from last year's North Central Conference meet here this season, what are the biggest keys to doing so? What's got to go right for your team, you know, this year that maybe didn't go so well last year?
Last year we had way too many guys that went 0-2. We didn't get many guys into those placing rounds where we can score some extra points. So we've got to get guys wrestling at or above their seed. I think is the key for us. And obviously we won't know exactly where we're seated until Saturday morning, but if we can place at or above our seeds at all of our weights, I don't see any reason why we can't improve on our finish from last year.
All right, just about out of time, so last question for you here for right now, but when it comes to, you know, after the North Central Conference Tournament, you got a couple weeks stretch between then and the state qualifying meet coming up on February 15th. What are you most hoping to accomplish, you know, up until, you know, February 15th when you guys are trying to qualify for state? What are the biggest strides you're hoping to see?
We'll have a couple non-conference competitions during that time. And really the focus of, during that time period is just going to be polishing up the technique that the guys have already. You know, we won't add a whole lot of new things during that time period. Really trying to refine and polish up the things that they're good at, each individual. We want to be at our best technique-wise, conditioning-wise, really the whole game once we get to that postseason time on February 15th. So, that's kind of where the focus will be at for us.
That's Iowa Falls All in the Boys wrestling coach Scott Patton joining us here on Radio On the Go Sports. Thank you so much for joining us, and best of luck here on Saturday.
Thanks a lot for the coverage. I appreciate it.